The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And once again, a pleasant good morning to all of you. It's a Monday, of course. We're in 8 a.m. Central Time. For those of you listening to the show, in whatever format you're listening, we appreciate it more than you know. We're trying to get the truth out without shock value. We left off with what was going on in the economy, which I know truly is an issue. And of course, in the gardening, farming, and homesteading section of our email blast, if you subscribe to it, you're going to see an article about the number one act of civil disobedience. Now, this is something that a lot of us have been really tuned in on in this past couple of years, especially with the lockdowns and the demands. And like Jeff was saying earlier on the show, all the billboards, you know, all up on the highway, get your flu shot, which we know has got modified RNA in it. Get your jab, get your COVID, get this, get that, then the other. I mean, Big Pharma wants to make money off our government. They want to make money off of you. They want to make money off Medicare. And they don't care how they make it as long as they make it, because it's not about you. It's about them. They don't bench test this stuff enough that they want to give you. And they don't take it because we've already got a list and put that list out about all the companies that didn't take the jab. And that include all of Big Pharma, all of Congress, all these people. None of them got it from what we understand. And if they did, no, their families might have. We had Illinois congressperson lost his daughter to the jab. Of course, nobody wanted to talk about it. They're all in denial. But keeping healthy is the number one act of civil disobedience. Because, see, the elites think that as they grow stronger, we get weaker. The weaker we get, the more we got to rely on the state and Big Pharma. As they grow, our power, our autonomy, our spirit is weakened, and the vicious spiral downward continues. That's the system. Do we have to play in it? No. And, of course, as you understand, they've accelerated this reset. They've chosen to go with a virus and medical tyranny. They thought they were being smart. As it's a confusing subject for most people, a perfect vehicle for fear. They did it. They fear-mongered. They used the media. They paid them off. They got it. They got compliance, but they also didn't count on so much resistance, and people got smart. They started shopping at the Power Mall. They started taking supplements. They started eating healthy. This is your number one act of civil disobedience to the powers that be right now, folks. Geoengineering Watch, Global Alert News, number 423 issue is out, talking about the 8 catastrophic floods in 11 days and what's behind the intense rainfall around the world. This is Dane Wigington's column. Eight House Democrats, yes, has broken ranks on Thursday to fight California's electric vehicle mandate. So the state of California wants to, that's just one state. There are others that are looking at this. They want to pass environmental regulations in the California State Assembly mandating the purchase of electric vehicles, knowing what the odds are. So they've come up with a bill called the Preserving Choice in Vehicle Purchases Act, and it passed the House 222 to 190 with 214 Republicans and 8 Democrats in support of it. Gee, somebody's waking up. And of course, the energy industry is all in favor of it. Proponents arguing EV mandates could negatively impact the economy and infringe on consumer choice. Well, infringe on consumer choice. You know, if you were thinking about buying an electric vehicle, I've had friends of mine that I've been in conversation with that already have nixed that idea. They had a hybrid. They decided, you know what? I'm going to go back to a gas-powered car. We have enough fuel. I'm not worried. There's a lot of people out there that are looking at alternative means of propelling their vehicles, like hydrogen, propane, others. You know, good for you. I mean, the thing is they don't want that kind of stuff out there, because if you can run your vehicle on water, What do we need big oil? What do we need big energy? I mean, what do we need all these solar panels and everything for if we can run our vehicles on water? Oh, they can't have that. Oh, my God. We need to find out whoever created that device and get them out of the picture. This is what they've done. They've dominated the scene that way. Now, I wanted to also mention that this coming Friday is going to be a big show. Dr. Naomi Wolf, Alex Newman, among the guests that will be joining us. And understand, Naomi Wolf is a, well, she's self-proclaimed dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, but you know what? She's a journalist. She's a constitutionalist, God love her. She has seen the light. Her own party has turned against her. She was a political consultant to President Clinton. And they've turned against her. She's written a book we're going to be talking about on Friday's show as well. You can pre-order. But, I mean, you got to hear this. I mean, she's been on this fight now with what's happening with COVID and the jabs and Pfizer. And she's had an interview with Dr. James Thorpe, who we've had on the show long before she recognized what was really going on. But you know what? When you get others waking up to this and telling their own kind, and I'm talking about their own political kind, something's wrong here, and the own political kind shuns her, she's over the target. She's going to catch flack, just the way it is. In the health category, we got quite a bit to discuss here at 6 minutes after the hour. You like honey? We talked about beekeeping. Can honey fight diabetes? Well, the ultimate guide to kicking sugar. We have a series that we have on our website and the email blast that we send out. All you got to do is just go to thepowerhour.com, click on the newsletter, hit, you know, the tab and click subscribe and you're on. You're going to get it. And in this article, they're exploring the good and bad sugars and sweeteners, including the popular natural ones. Uncover the unexpected outcomes of cutting out sugar and discover the ultimate way to do so by eating honey. But, honey contains a significant amount of sugar, but it differs from regular sugar. And you find out it's good for the lungs, too. The mosquito you can't seem to hit right now might not be a mosquito at all, but rather a floater. Now, why do you think we have iComplex CS at the Power Mall? We also have an article on this email blast about simple eye care tips to avoid astigmatism, floaters, and double vision, because that mosquito you saw might actually be a floater. There's another peer-reviewed study out about VOCs. Do you know what those are? For those of you not in the know, they're called volatile organic compounds. And apparently a study was done on hundreds of these household cleaning products, including those marketed as supposedly eco-friendly and green, now are being ruled as potentially hazardous to humans, linking the use of these to cancer. This is a non-environmental working group analyzing 28 cleaning products and two air fresheners for hazardous human-made chemicals known as VOCs, looking at the air quality impacts and measuring the number, concentrations, and emission factors of VOCs. It was published in the journal on Chemosphere. A California mother, boy, you talk about bad luck. This is why I don't eat. I look at tilapia. I will never, ever, ever order that on the menu. I'm sorry. To me, it's junk. I guess the Hawaiians like eating it. But see, if it's not prepared right, what could happen to you happened to this 40-year-old California mom in San Jose, California. Her name is Laura Barajas. She did not know that the tilapia she was consuming was contaminated, according to her friends. And as a result of eating contaminated fish, she has lost all her arms and legs 1 month after being cared for in a hospital. That should wake you up. You just, you know, trust society to feed you and give you what you could do for yourself. I would rather have a pond with crappie in it and do my own thing than I would eat food that some other restaurant is serving me that I don't know if it's properly prepared or not. You might want to think about that. Brady, by the way, thanks for the tip on Vegas. I will never, ever do another foreclosure defense workshop in Vegas. The last time I did one in Vegas, there was a tape recorder we found near the coffee machine, near where the podium was, and it was recording everything we were saying. and somebody who got a cup of coffee happened to look down, saw the blinking light, and went, oh, what's this? Taped to the floor, hidden under some duct tape. Well, we dug it up, and we looked at it, and we went, oh, look it. Somebody's trying to find out what we're teaching in this class. Gee, I wonder if it was MERS or the banks. And then after we were in the process of checking out of the hotel after the workshop was over, we got wind that somebody came to the front desk asking about a tape recorder that had been left in the meeting room. You see, like I said, when you're over the target, you're going to catch flack. And this is one of the things that I teach in these workshops. See, you know, you wonder why a lot of people, there's got to be a lot of people out there, and we'll take your calls. They don't trust attorneys. You know, there's a lot of attorneys out there that have abused the process in foreclosure defense. There are a lot of ones out there that really are have big hearts, and they're very well-meaning too. And if I ever do upcoming workshops, which there may be some in the planning stages here, I will invite every single one of them, because I want people that attend this thing which want to do legal research into their cases. And believe it or not, I mean, the attorneys know that if you hire them, they can't guarantee that you're going to be in your home the rest of your life. They might be able to keep you there for 2 years or longer. There are a number of foreclosures that are picking up in certain markets. We've already told you this. So, you know, this is why I'm out teaching this stuff. I have had extensive paralegal research. As a matter of fact, you know, when the banks find out I'm involved in a case, boy, do they go on the attack mode. I've even had pleadings written all about me in class that I share with people in class about how the banks are coming after me thinking I should be deposed because I'm not working under an attorney. Now you know why I do. I work under attorneys because we have attorney-client privilege and work product privilege. So you see, if you're not paying attention to what's going on in the legal system will come up and take advantage of you. All right. Little food for thought. Now back to the top 15 fall vegetables and what their benefits are. What are the best ones to eat seasonally, providing you can wash them really, really, really good because you don't know if they've been sprayed with glyphosate? Yeah, this is a thing. Cool weather veggies such as sweet potatoes, green beans, and turnips make filling soups, dips, salads, and easy pan roasted veggies. I love roasted veggies. You ever done that before? See, I'll tell you, I'll give away a little secret. I know my wife's going to go, you're telling us all the... No, it's all right. You get yourself a bowl. You dice up the potatoes and the carrots and all the good stuff. You put them in the bowl. You put some olive oil on there, and you put salt and pepper, a couple of spices in there with it, your choice, depending on how spicy you want it. And then you lay them all on a foiled baking sheet. And we do ours in the air fryer. And you can do them in the regular oven, too. But I'll tell you what, you put those roasted vegetables after they're roasted inside of your stew in a crock pot or whatever. Oh man. Oh man. Oh man. You're talking about some good eating, probably making half a dozen people hungry right now. Kale is another great, healthy, leafy green food. It's a superfood. I mean, it's a little bitter in taste, but it's loaded with vitamins K, A, and C, not to mention several B vitamins. And it also has loads of antioxidants. Great source of vital minerals. We talked about sweet potatoes, broccoli rabe, Brussels sprouts. I know a lot of them probably give you gas, same as cabbage, but man, they're loaded. Olive oil and sea salt. You ever do Brussels sprouts with a little cooked bacon, little bacon bits, you know, and cook them all together and serve them with bacon? But I'm telling you, now this is making me hungry. Cauliflower, carrots, parsnips, turnips, celeriac, celery root, fennel, green beans, kohlrabi, artichokes, arugula. Yeah, arugula. Better be kind to your arugula. Yep, they're low in calories, but full of vitamin C, A, calcium, and vitamin K and iron, along with antioxidants such as polyphenols. And you can find the same things in spinach, leeks, and onions. Man, on a cold day, nothing like leek and onion soup. You know, leek soup, potato and leek soup. How about that? Garlic, chicory, Swiss chard, endive. Man, that's all the good stuff for fall. Thought we'd let you in on that. If you want to read more, we've got the email blast out there for that very reason. Near-death survivors, there's a story on there about purposeful life review without external signs of consciousness. Yeah. You talk about the life after death experiences, and then when they wake up, they go, did you see the light? Was there a light at the end of the tunnel? Was it standing near you? Was it looming over you like a great tower of strength, yet radiating in only warmth and love? Interesting. Somebody brought back to life after cardiac arrest after part of a new near-death experience shares his story on her email blast. Exposure to lead. Believe it or not, The Lancet Planetary Health. Evidence now shows those who were exposed to lead led to hypertension, high cholesterol, and the changes in the heart's ability to contract, putting individuals at risk of ischemic heart disease, stroke, left ventricular hypertrophy, heart failure, and peripheral artery disease. All because of lead. 5.5 million adults worldwide died in 2019 because of it. Kids under 5 lost a combined 765 million IQ points due to lead exposure. Wow. Crazy, isn't it? In the world of COVID, we told you earlier about a handful of hospitals in multiple states are bringing back COVID-19 mask mandates. You don't want to comply? Don't go to the hospital. Call ahead. You know, we're talking about places like Bay State Health and the Cancer Center. Yeah. Those places in Massachusetts and the blue states, mostly, they're going to do this because people there are already, they're already complicit. They already want, they're compliant. They do whatever, they are told to do. They do it because they believe everything the government says. That's what libtards are like. I'm sorry. It's the way it is. Well, except with the exception of Naomi Wolf and others that have awakened, there are Democrats out there that have seen all this. I can't categorize all of you. Not all of you are numbskulls, okay? A lot of you are waking up and you're realizing that what we've been saying on the show, and now Naomi Wolf and others are saying in your political persuasion, they're trying to help you. They really are. They're trying to protect you and keep you safe. They don't want you dead. And a lot of people are waking up. Republicans are part of this problem. They are. The whole uniparty system is part of the problem. Official figures, even published by the UK government, reveal the fully triple vaccinated population have accounted for over 9 in every 10 COVID-19 related deaths in the UK over the past year. 91% of all COVID-19 deaths since the beginning of 2022, 94% of all COVID-19 deaths since the beginning of April 2022. So the more the jab goes out, that's what happens. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. The Power Hour. Let's get to the Power Mall. This is how we survive. 877-817-9829. Power Hour J is standing by right now at the Power Mall to take your orders. And of course, the Power Hour, 844-769-2944. Phone lines are open to chat about any little thing you want to talk about. There is an official site out for the 188th Oktoberfest, which is running from now through October 3rd, just opened up in Munich on the 16th. Yep, for those of you that want to go over to Munich and quaff a beer. I don't know just exactly how safe it'd be over there, but apparently the Germans don't mind it. Did you know that there was this is something that just really blows my mind. There's a story under the In Case You Missed It column. There is a city hall clerk in Buffalo, New York, Erie County. Her name is Jill Repman, R-E-P-M-A-N, formerly known as Jill Parisi. Now, you ready for government waste, a story about this? It should just irk all of you Buffalonians out there. This Jill Repman has been paid more than $500,000 since being accused of tampering with the fire department payroll in Buffalo, New York in 2016. She was accused way back then. The allegation against her was never resolved, and she's worked at a private sector job while continuing to collect a check from the city of Buffalo. Man, you talk about dropping the ball. So, you know, since then, the former Jill Parisi, now appearing on city payroll records under her maiden name, Jill Repman, has managed to bilk the city of Buffalo for well over $500,000 while on paid administrative leave, awaiting a resolution to the disciplinary charges against her. But have those charges happened yet? Nope. Instead, according to payroll records, the city simply kept paying her. Oh, you got to love it. She's making 70 grand a year for 7.5 years, not working or doing duties on behalf of the city of Buffalo. Oh, my. So Investigative Post began to investigate her employment status in mid-August. And prior to inquiries, according to staffers in the city of Buffalo, they wouldn't discuss what became of the allegation. I think it was embarrassing for them. Oh, my. And, of course, Cavett Chambers, the city's top attorney, said the Investigation Post would have to file a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Open Act record request, to get an answer to the most basic of questions. They don't even want to talk about it. How embarrassing. You got to love it. 7.5 years, making 70 grand a year. And this is why our government has failed us. Two-party system. What a mess. Anything else on your mind? 844-769-2944. News of note, again, for those of you who haven't picked up on this, the Power Hour is no longer going to be carried on shortwave as of the end of our broadcast day on Friday this coming at 7.490. You can call the Power Mall number and find out your other options for tuning into the show. That number is 877-817-9829. Now, the reason we left, and I know a lot of you, I can say you're angry, you're pissed, I get it. I know you've invested a lot of time and energy. We're going to ask you, look, if you want to hear the truth and you want to, we're going to keep doing this. And it's our responsibility, as I told a caller yesterday, it's our responsibility to get that news content out there by any means we can. You, the listener of the Power Hour, you could call 631-359-8232. That is our number that we own and control. And you can seriously, if you've got the minutes and the data, check first before you do that. I don't want you to get any surprise phone bills because this is not a toll-free number. You can listen to the show simply by doing that. Now, a lot of you are going, I don't even want a telephone. They can listen. I know, you're paranoid. You know, generally, it's unless you get on the phone and you call us up and you have a conversation on the air, it's a one-way conversation. All they hear is us and the guests that are on the show. And just because they hear it coming through your phone doesn't mean you're listening. You could have stepped away from the phone. They don't know. They don't have any idea at all. We're also going to have Rick Kaler on this coming Friday, too, because, see, he's got the satellite system out there. Remember that? We've talked about that numerous times at ricksatelliteusa.com. That's another way that you can get the broadcast. Now, you've invested how much money on shortwave radios, right? The average good shortwave radio set starts at about $59 and goes up from there. I know because I have one. I don't use it. It is packed inside of my EMP bag, which protects it from EMP. It stays there until I need it, and it's a hand crank shortwave radio. So we have a way of communicating and trying to get stations on the outside of the area we live in. All right. That's why I have one. But the Rick's Galaxy 19 KU band free to air satellite system, if you have any questions at all, Rick will be on the show Friday before Naomi Wolf and Alex Newman come on to talk about the dish we still have to give away. You can send a letter to P.O. Box 14921 Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can email support at thepowerhour.com. And please, in both instances, either way, tell us why you think you deserve this free dish satellite system we're going to ship to you. And we'll even help you. Rick will even help you set it up. But he needs your name, address, and phone number on your email or your letter letting us know why you think you deserve the system, because he's going to call you from the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri, from his phone number at 816-228-1801 and have a conversation with you. And he's going to tell you, look, I really liked your letter. But I want to find out, first off, if I give you the system, can you use it? Where do you live? Where would you mount it? Do you have a clear shot to the south? Because you're going to have to point it toward the equator and connect with the Galaxy 19 Ku-band satellite. So we're on it through Globalstar, Channel 1. So it's crystal clear. You don't have to worry about shortwave interference, and the government still does not know what you're doing. Now, does it require a $269 investment if you want it now? Yes. But it includes shipping, and you never, ever, ever have to pay another fee again. Once it's set up and you're pumping information into your house and you use your TV to help zero in the satellite to the south and hit the Galaxy 19 satellite, you never, ever have to pay for another thing again. And you don't have to connect it to the internet so that the government knows what you're doing. So you don't have to run Wi-Fi. You can listen to the shows and watch the shows on TV. And as long as you don't plug it into an Ethernet connection or connect it to Wi-Fi, the government will not know what you're listening to or watching. All right? That simple. We've got a couple of minutes left. If you want to sneak in a phone call, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We were talking about the foreclosure mess earlier and what is happening. You should know that the issues, I'm writing a new manual, by the way, called Advanced CODA, which stands for Chain of Title Assessment. For those of you that want to understand CODA, if you go to the Power Mall website, you'll see my book, Clouded Titles. It's available exclusively from the Power Mall. You cannot buy it through my cloudedtitles.com website any longer. The Power Hour and the Power Mall have all my copies of the book, because I need to help the Power Hour myself stay on the air. You understand what I just said? I believe in it that much. I have made financial sacrifices to help them out. So we're doing our own revenue sharing plan using these books. Everything you do goes to help benefit the collective body and keep the show on the air. All right? Just so you know, we do the best we can trying to make this thing work. And it's people, if you don't understand the business model of the way things operate, go to any shortwave radio station broadcast unit like WWCR, WTWW, whatever the case may be, and look at their equipment and how much that stuff costs. We're talking over $1 million to put one of those things up, and they got to charge hefty money to people that want to broadcast over shortwave. And a lot of these people right now, with the economy the way it is, don't have the budget. So, like I said before, we have the responsibility to get the content out there, but I know it's on your back, and I'm not trying to be rude here. You have the duty, if you so desire, and I'm trying to be nice here, you have the duty to try to figure out a way to get that content. That's how you stay informed here. We're going to try to get retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis on the show after the break here at the bottom of the hour in the Power Hour. You stay with us. We got some informative news about China's plan to eliminate America. I think it's worth a listen, don't you? We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. for our final segment of the Power Hour today. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. And as you know, like I said, shortwave ends this Friday. So you at least have some time to do some research and figure out how you want to continue to listen to the show. And one of the reasons why it's important to listen here is because people who have been in the military, like myself and retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert Lee McGinnis, who joins us here on the show, have been paying attention to world affairs and what is going on here and doing a lot of heavy duty analysis. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis has written a book called Divided We Stand, The Globalist Scheme for a One World Government, and is joining us here on the show to discuss what's happening in China and what could come next. This is based on all of your studies. Is this right, Lieutenant Colonel McGinnis?
Oh, that's true. I've written a number of books that address China. And the most recent, of course, talks about China's role in a global government. But last year I had a book called Kings of the East, which was totally about China and the use of what I call kind of like a warfare, which China's unrestricted warfare uses all mechanisms of government to really take over its enemies. And we've seen that in spades over the last couple of years, especially, given what's going on in Washington, what's going on militarily, strategically in terms of economic issues, and much more.
So now, what's your personal take? And there is tension going on between the U.S. and China. Just, you know, I mean, we saw that given the first time the Biden administration sent their team over there and got ridiculed by the Chinese. There still is growing tension between the two right now, right? What's your take on that?
Yeah, the tension is very, probably the worst I've seen it since, Richard Nixon went over to then Peking, now Beijing, in 1972. Yeah, there's no question that the Chinese, based upon the statements by President Xi, has every intention of playing a much larger role internationally. They want to do away with the post-World War II way of doing things using Western democratic views and replace them with totalitarian views. We've seen that economically with the BRICS organization that includes China, Russia, Brazil, South Africa, and now many other, to include rogue nations like Iran. But then also militarily, not only do they rob us blind of intellectual power, property, but that they're buying up things and they're flooding our country with fentanyl, which is a payback for the 1850s, 1860 war by the West against the Chinese with opium. One thing or another, they have every intention of showing their Middle Kingdom credits across the world. And using Belt and Road Initiative, they've now touched 140 nations. So there's a lot at stake here. I think most Americans are asleep at the switch with regard to the Chinese threat, but it's very real and it's emerging.
Well, so now the thing is, China, as I have tried to evaluate on the program, if we had other guests, call up and tap into that conversation, the issue with China is that they really don't want to be a part of the new world order, this World Economic Forum that's out there. They want to do things their way. Is that how you're seeing this?
Yeah, well, just ask Klaus Schwab. His son is an advisor to President Xi in Beijing. He's married to a Chinese lady. And, they're trying to refit. And, if you listen to what Xi says, if you listen to what Vladimir Putin say, consistently in their speeches, they don't like the things that evolved from World War II and the new order in which we have the UN, the IMF, the World Trade Organization, and so forth. They're tired of that. They want their own new order. And President Xi's themes, from 2013 all the way back when he first became president of the People's Republic of China, has been, we want a new order and we want China on top. And they're doing everything they can to acquire that, lofty position.
So now China's economy, we're hearing stories, even though they, the CCP is extremely powerful. And now I'm going to have a guest on the show tomorrow that basically has said, I've done the research. I believe I've been tracking these directed energy weapons. China has them. And he is basically going to say, come on the program tomorrow and say that China actually sent over these CCP weapon satellites and caused the Maui fires. He's got what he claims proof of it. And so he's actually putting software together that's going to be available for people to actually get in their computers and track these directed energy weapons. It's pretty scary stuff. But this Special Senate Judiciary Committee has been investigating China over the last few months. I don't know if it's about their economy. I don't know if it's about Chinese influence. I think a lot of it has to do with the CCP's influence over here with setting up these surveillance police departments and whatnot over here. Can you elaborate on what they've been looking into and whether or not anything's going to come of it?
Yeah, well, it's hard to say. What's going to become of it? We know what they're looking at, and they're looking at every piece of the Chinese agenda. You talk about directed energy weapons. There was actually a piece in today's Military Times about that coming of age. We've been working with directed energy weapons for a long time. So the Chinese, they've robbed a lot of our technology. Are they in space? We know the Chinese, and I've written about this a year ago, have basically used their technology to knock satellites out of space, but also, just like the Russians before them, we believe they've put some initial weapon capabilities in a space station, I suppose. That would allow them to go up next to a satellite and dismantle it or destroy it. And then, of course, the whole directed energy issue would be allowing them from on the ground or in space to use against various targets. So, you know, that's emerging, something that we're all interested in. You know, economically, the Chinese are trying to avoid a significant slowdown in growth, which they've enjoyed for the most part since the 90s, thanks to the West and our, you know, naivete regarding China. Now, they have a number of ways in doing that. They can have an adjustment to fiscal policy, which would stimulate domestic demand by reducing government or increasing government spending. They could use monetary policy to cut interest rates, which, of course, our Fed has been doing for the last couple of years. And then they can change their exchange rate, which has been to their advantage over the years, and we've accused them of all sorts of manipulation of their currency. So those are things they can do at the national level. However, given that they have 1.4 billion people, they have far less arable land than they need to feed their population. They don't have a lot of energy resources. They are really in a fix, plus the fact that they have demographics are, you know, really working against them. They have an aging population and they lack totally the infrastructure to take care of that population. And also that the young, because of their one child policy years ago, they don't have enough workers. So you have all of these issues kind of circling around what President Xi is trying to accomplish, which is, you know, world dominance, but yet he can't feed his own people and his economy's in a sour position.
Well, he's got the 20 million man army, supposedly. Chinese have been bolstering their navy. I mean, it's no secret. They've made that, you know, us very much aware of it. But the thing is, you know, Biden, of course, shoots off his mouth and talks all about the fact that China might do something weird or desperate to maintain control, some sort of act that could even lead to a military strike. Is that possible?
Military strike is not out of it. Question. You know, clearly we've conducted war games, helping Taiwan to defend itself. Now, Taiwan by itself could not defeat the People's Republic of China, much less their entire military. But, you know, when we look at it, given the location of that island nation and the attack scenarios that the Chinese would use, you know, we find that likely we would suffer significant casualties, a loss of, you know, a significant number of major warships, a carrier or two, certainly a lot of cruisers, even submarines and the like. You know, it would be a massive disruption to our economy. And it could, of course, given that the Chinese have a nuclear capability that is really accelerated much more than we anticipated. It could go nuclear and in their own neighborhood. So they have the world's largest navy. Now, on the books, their army is 2.2 million. When you take into account the militia, and the militia has always been something that's veiled to the public around the world, even during the 1950s when Mao Zedong recruited a militia across that entire nation. Arguably, they had well in excess of 100 million people in the militia, but they aren't nearly as trained as the 2.2 million army personnel, much less the balance of the Air Force, Navy, and even their Coast Guard as a combatant service. So there's a lot going on out there. Xi has made it a part of his regime's promise to retake Taiwan, which, of course, was taken by the Japanese back in the 30s when they occupied much of China. And so we'll have to wait and see. I am concerned that the U.S. is unprepared to take on China, not only because we've given away much of our arsenal to Ukrainians, but because we haven't paid sufficient attention to posturing in that region, although we're beginning to show some signs in the Philippines and elsewhere that we do have some interest in doing that.
Now, do you think that, because there's a lot of people out there that share this opinion, but they always rely on me to ask the questions of our guests, the idea that the decimation of our U.S. military through all of these different programs that they have and this transgenderism and Now they want, you know, they want everybody that's in there to get the clot shot. They want all this. I mean, you're talking about literal decimation of the woke military. This is all, and I want to get your take on this. Do you think it's all by design that they're doing this so that it would weaken our military to allow us to be easily taken over?
Of course it is. It's been part of the left design for decades and decades. I'd argue it went back to Bill Clinton and Don't Ask, Don't Tell. But, you know, the whole white supremacist thing, the whole transgender thing, the whole wokeness that has invaded the halls of the Pentagon. When you appoint people, a president appoints 4,000 plus people. Hundreds of those people go to the Pentagon. They occupy the positions of power. They make the policy decisions. Policy decisions address, you know, things like transgenderism, white supremacists, recruiting, you know, decisions on weaponry, decisions on our posture with regard to China, Russia, and even, you know, emptying our arsenals for the good of Zelensky and whatever reason that is justified. So all of these things are there. You know, it really does depend upon who you put in the building. And unfortunately, you know, Biden, and before him, Obama, with Trump in between, you had people that were radically left. I know I was there, still occasionally go to some of those meetings. I hear the leftists dribble, and I know what they want. Unfortunately, because they're in those positions, they make the decisions and the military salutes.
Amazing. Bill in Illinois, you're on the phone with Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis. Go ahead.
Hi, I was going to ask the Colonel, it's been noted that a lot of Chinese are crossing the southern border. And my question is, do you think the Chinese have been bringing weapons in these shipping containers and storing them in the United States in certain areas?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past the Chinese. They clearly believe in hybrid warfare, much like the Russians. Keep in mind, you know, how Vladimir Putin took over Crimea in 2014. That is, he put in, you know, little green men, he called them. They were really Wagner people. And they had weapons, of course, and they infiltrated using, you know, irregular warfare. They're beginning to do the same thing, you know, unfortunately, through the Polish Lithuanian borders. And, you know, they're doing that, I would argue, I wouldn't put it past the Chinese doing it through our southern border, because it's an open pathway. Now, how they would get the weapons, just like they can get narcotics in this country, they can get just about anything. I'd be surprised if they aren't pushing tanks in here.
Huh. Well, the reason why I say that is because there's a lot of storage units that have got started and built up here in the last couple of years. It's ridiculous how they found certain areas with the land that were vacant, and they just, next thing you know, there's six storage high units all over the place. And you know, they kind of conceal them with areas that where people really don't go, or they've a lot of trees around it and things like that.
Okay. That's really scary, Bill. I appreciate it. That's really scary stuff, Bill. And I mean, we know they're doing the battery plant in Michigan, and now that's drawn ire. The UAW doesn't like it. The UAW has, you know, struck three automakers at once. But you see, the thing is that with you got Biden in the equation. The guy is he claims to have foreign policy experience. I hate to say it, but this commander in chief is working with half a brain, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. And now Putin has just met with Kim Jong-un. You got North Korea involved. Now you got Iran involved. How's this all going to come to play out if they decide to gang up on this? Could they ever do that?
Of course they will. They're an alliance of evil. The book I wrote in 2018 says that China and Russia are doing, you know, across 16 areas, all the things that we experienced during the Cold War. I spent time in Europe during the Cold War. I went to Ukraine. I went to Russia. I've been to China. I've seen these things firsthand. And this is just a replay, albeit 21st century style, of what they did before. The big differences, of course, are the way in which they conduct espionage through cyber and otherwise, the space-based intrusions and the like. You know, Putin's relationship with Kim Jong-un is one of not mutual respect, but mutual convenience. Kim needs food. He needs petrol, natural gas. He'll get that from Putin in exchange for 155 artillery shells, which, you know, Kim has by the probably at least 10 million. Now, some of them are the Soviet era and not too reliable, but I don't think that matters to Putin at this point. And plus, there are anti-tank weapons that they would like to get. And in exchange, not only food and fuel, but of course, Kim wants ICBM technologies and other technologies to advance its own nuclear program. So I think deals are in the make, and I do expect you'll see some artillery shells stamped with North Korea in Ukraine before long.
So we're past the idea, because this is something that Kim Jong-un has always done, was more saber-rattling because he wanted something in exchange for it. But now it looks like his saber-rattling days are over, and he's actually doing something to move forward with all this.
Yeah, it wouldn't happen if we didn't have already in July of this year, see Shoigu, who is the Minister of Defense, you know, paid a visit to Pyongyang, and he sat before a parade that was ushered by Kim Jong-un, and he visited some weapons development. And then in August, Kim visited some of those same weapons production facilities and said, we need to ramp up production. Well, that indicates certainly at this point that there's anecdotal evidence that they're going to follow through with the Russians. I think it, you know, as we watch with satellites, where the trains from North Korea, where they stop, what they unload, where they go into Russia. These are all things that are quite easily discernible. We don't have to be necessarily on the ground on the Ukrainian side to identify the type of munitions that are being shot at them. And most likely they have a stamp of, like I say, Pyongyang.
Wow. Okay. So now you wrote the book. This is a new one called Divided We Stand. And why is it such a pivotal read, especially with what's going on in today's world?
Well, we're at a critical point, a tipping point, I'd argue. What the left has done, which is mostly a Marxist agenda, is to reconfigure society, much like I saw during the early 70s in China with the Cultural Revolution. What they do, they go after the key institutions. They redefine what education is about. They basically shut it down, you know, albeit not that different than what happened during the COVID disaster. Then, of course, they reconfigure the entire media, make it a lapdog of the left, which we've seen much of that in this country. They redefine family. They promote of course, a different justice system, which is, in that time, it was run by the Red Guards. Today, it's run by, you know, the Attorney General and the FBI, evidently, who are, you know, questionably loyal to American interests. So you look at the reconfiguration of society and you come to the conclusion that they don't like the America that we were given 240 something years ago by our founders. They don't like our civil liberties. What they want is a totalitarian regime that's aligned with China and Russia. And I tell you, having been to those places, I don't want to live like that. And I hope most Americans agree with me.
Yeah, I would hope not, which is one of the reasons why you put this book together. I even noticed in one of the chapters you quote Sun Tzu from The Art of War: to know your enemy, you must become your enemy. It's like, wow, you know, we're supposed to be peace-loving people here. Now we got to start thinking outside the box. What advice, I know we've only got a couple of minutes left here of this show, but what advice, besides buying the book, and where can people get that right now?
Yeah, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, just about anywhere you can buy books. Yeah, the advice is we need to, you know, rethink the, you know, where we are today. Recognize that, you know, we have a cultural revolution going on. It's an attacking, you know, our local schoolhouses. It's attacking the grocery store. It's attacking, obviously, it's bought already and been sold. What's going on in much of Washington, our military establishment, you name it. You know, the Chinese have, you know, very swiftly and very smartly, you know, begun to take over a lot of what's going on in the West for their own purposes, much less they're buying our property as well. And they're raising their crops here and so forth. So we need, I would argue, politically, I'm a big third party fan or fourth and fifth party plan, because pluralism, I think, will do away with our reliance and the compromises that the two major political parties do with one another to run America. I don't think they're doing all that good of a job, quite frankly. And so if we want to save the America that we were given a long time ago, we need independent voices in Washington to call out when either party is doing things that are not in our best interest. Then, of course, you know, I don't like some of the disruption we've had in our electoral process. I think we need to adjust that. I address that in the book. There are a host of things we need to do that really need to take place and immediately.
Yep, it does. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Lee McGinnis, U.S. Army retired, thank you so much for your perspectives here in this segment. We appreciate you. Good luck with the book. I've been scanning it. I'm looking forward to getting more of a deep dive. And thank you once again for your service. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time for today. We will be back tomorrow. Steve Ferris is going to be joining us along with Frank Davis. Steve Ferris is the one that's got all the goods on the CCP satellites. You want to dial up for that show. It's a big one. We had to pull hen's teeth to get him on. But this is how much we value all of you listeners here at the Power Hour. In the meantime, pray for those who are afflicted, just had surgery, that are healing. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.